Washington High School in Milwaukee is working to get students interested in information technology and engineering. So it recently hosted its 16th iFair at Harley-Davidson. It exposes middle and high school students to careers in those fields and in related courses that Washington offers. WUWM News intern John Holman cased out the iFair.
A wave of students arrives at Harley-Davidson every hour from their respective schools. When the elevator opens on the 6th floor, a peppy iFair representative greets the young people.
And are you excited about that?
Yeah!
How are you excited about that?
Yeah!
And go get them!
The kids fan out across the exhibition room. It resembles a high school science fair, with tabletops holding tri-fold display boards and exhibits. This isn't Jalen Webster's first iFair.
I'm hoping to learn more about this field in technology. Like, hopefully they have some displays like they did last time, and hopefully I learn more about those.
Jalen is in 7th grade. He says he's interested in learning what professionals from the visiting companies do.
I like to see all the other careers, because what if I see something else that I didn't know about that sounds much cooler? So I want to just see everything, experience everything.
Nolan Dixon is also a 7th grader, but he already knows what he wants to do in his professional life.
I've just been interested in lots of engineering projects and studies. Like, I've even been to MSOE, some of the programs that they have, and this is just one of them that I want to try because I just really want to learn more about engineering.
Dixon says a few people in his family are engineers.
And I just have been interested because I've always loved building things and being able to create things. I know that engineering will play a big part in that.
What we have here today is the Mitel phone systems with voice over IP technologies.
Corrine Ostreich is staffing the table for Enterprise Systems Group. It's a business communications company. She tells interested students the type of education they should pursue.
I usually recommend a 4-year degree either in business management or telecommunications, computer science, and that's what I usually recommend to most of the kids that ask.
Did I mention the robots? One table showcases projects that Washington High students completed through Project Lead the Way. It's a high school program for those interested in engineering. Teacher Rachel Streff and her students are demonstrating one project for younger students.
So they're kind of showing the middle schoolers the different components of the robot, how they constructed it, and then showing off the computer program and how they wrote the commands, and then they're letting the kids get to play around with it a little bit.
Streff hopes the display pulls future students into the program.
A lot of the middle schoolers have had a little bit of introduction to engineering, so I think they're excited to see how they can take that to the next level in high school and have a lot of fun with it.
There were also college representatives at the iFair to inform high school students of the next steps into IT and engineering. Dorothy Valentine is co-chair of the Washington High School Advisory Board. She's also a 28-year veteran of Harley-Davidson and helps coordinate the annual fair. Valentine says it shows students that what they learn in math and science, they can apply to real life.
A lot of students don't know what all they can do. They think, oh, that's boring. But they don't actually know that behind that, someone has built a game board using the IT model. And they need to know that's something they could do, and that's exciting.
And Valentine says there's the promise of jobs in IT and engineering.
I know at Harley-Davidson, they are always looking for engineers and information technology professionals. So these are open, and that's why we've been doing this for, I would say, the last eight years.
Masio Muhammad knows he still has a few years to go before entering the job market. He's a senior at Washington and is thinking about this summer as he visits the company tables.
And I asked them what kind of programs they offer. Also, if they offer an internship, that's my main goal, to get an internship during the summer, because you don't want to be just not doing nothing during the summer. Get connected with people, because that's where everything is. If you connect, you'll get somewhere.
John Holman, 89.7. WUWM.